Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We do not know the mix of personnel that will be coming. We will know that. We will know more about who will be coming next Wednesday.
Who are you kind of hoping comes? What do you need there at Christian?
We need physicians, nurses, and respiratory therapists. And we will take other help as well, paramedics too.
How acute is that need?
It's very acute. It's a strong need because the patients in North County are very, very sick, and the patients in North County need those types of services.
What is the situation there at Christian as the COVID, the Omicron, continues to put more people in the hospital?
Yeah, we have a very high number of COVID patients at Christian. North County has been affected the hardest by COVID. Throughout this whole surge, and especially throughout this surge and since the beginning of the pandemic. So 63136, 63135, and other North County zip codes have been hit very, very hard with COVID, and Christian has been taking care of a high number of COVID patients.
Why do you think that North County has been hit that hard?
Well, we know North County is in a is an underserved community in a lot of ways, and access to health care. And so with that being said, that leads to North County probably having one of the reasons of why they're being affected. Also, we also know the vaccination rates in North County are a little lower than the rest of the county. And so with that being said, those kind of combinations make for why North County has been hit the hardest with COVID.
What kind of patient counts have you been seeing here, especially in the last, say, month or so?
Well, we've been seeing a very high number of patients. We don't share individual numbers. We refer you to the task force for that. But just know our numbers are disproportionately higher than other parts of the county.
Now, in addition to the patients you have you also seen a lot of staff members, nurses, doctors, others have to miss time because of contracting the virus?
Yes, absolutely. We have 100 staff members that are out. And that's a mix of a lot of nurses, a lot of housekeepers, food service, respiratory therapists, other types of workers that we need to help us fight COVID. And so that hurts us when we have such a high population of COVID patients. Plus, we have a high number of individuals coming in for other things.
How many staff members do you usually have?
About 1,800 that work here at Christian.
So that's a pretty good chunk of people.
Absolutely. And so when that high number, or really when anybody is out, that really affects how we provide care. And that's why we're grateful to get the help of the Department of Defense.
So talk about what your doctors, nurses, and staff have been through over the past. It's been almost 2 years now, almost exactly two years since the first case. What is the physical and mental toll that it's taking on your people?
Oh, my goodness. It's taken a big physical toll and a mental toll on our people. I was just talking to a nurse the other day who is just saying how taxing it is for her and her colleagues. And we're providing the types of therapy or just a place to go and talk or just a place to just sit back and think because, you know, our nurses, our doctors, our therapists, our housekeepers, food service workers, they're all in it because they're nurturers. They want individuals to get well. And then sometimes they're just at the point where they've done all they can and the person did not get well. And so that takes a toll on the staff because the staff here really do care and they take pride in what they do. And that's why it's so taxing here because the virus is just, you know, it's elusive here And so the outcomes are not always the best. But we have discharged quite a few people home safely and effectively, but then there's just the other side of it too.
And I'm sure that because in many cases, because of the virus and the spread, families are not allowed to see family members. So as your staff is not just, you know, they're concerned about their welfare, they kind of have to fill in for family as well, right?
Well, absolutely. Our staff have been filling in. They FaceTime family members. They were, during the beginning of the pandemic, they were very good about FaceTiming and making sure that the family members were connected with their loved one who was in the hospital. And so we have restructured our visiting policy, but we are allowing individuals to come in, but it's not the whole family, because we are trying to we know we're in a pandemic and we're trying to definitely decrease the spread, especially in the hospital. We're just trying to keep everybody safe.
What would you like to say to people who are listening here this morning and about what you are facing, what the hospitals are facing, what the nurses and doctors are facing right now?
The nurses and doctors and the respiratory therapists and all the staff here in the hospitals are facing a very serious crisis. They are very tired. They are very weary, but they are also still providing the best care that they can. And they are doing the best that they can, and they're doing a great job. And so we want to encourage everyone to continue to mask up, social distance. But then if you haven't had your vaccine, get your vaccine. And then if you haven't been boosted, definitely get your booster shot. And so with all of that, we want everybody to stay safe and healthy. But the hospital staff, the hospitals, the workers here are doing the very, very best that they can. And they're doing an excellent job. But they are also very tired and very worried because they are nurturers and they want people to get well.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.